Emma Kelly's so excited about going back to school, and I'm excited about all the back-to-school shopping I get to do at the Shops at Park Lane. You know how I feel about saving money, and I save a lot of it at the Shops at Park Lane. It's the only shopping center centrally located in Dallas with the latest style, so Emma Kelly looks and feels her best for back-to-school, and the prices are so low, I get to feel great about it, too. And it's not just clothes. The Shops at Park Lane offers sporting equipment, healthy foods for lunches and snacks. You can even get a cool new back-to-school haircut at the Shops at Park Lane, the place to go for back to school shopping.
Just like a circus. Kelly, you got an interesting tweet.
Yeah, I got a tweet. And you know, I can't respond to everything, but I appreciate those who try to reach out, and I reach back when I can. Erica tweeted me. I don't have the tweet in front of me right now. Basically, it's, I'm going to be meeting Britney Spears backstage in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
She thought of you, thought enough of you to tell you.
I tell her you said hi.
The connection.
And I said, you know, I tweeted her back something about, you know, Britney wouldn't, or something about the effect that, you know, she was saying, because I talk about Britney so much, Britney must know who Kelly Raspberry is. I'm like, I highly doubt it.
I bet she does.
So anyway, it started a little ongoing dialogue, and it turns out it's more than just, you know, buying the backstage passes to go meet Britney. Her brother, it's like his wish to meet Britney.
Erica's brother, yeah.
Erica's brother, who has a terminal illness.
Hey, Corey. Hopefully you're listening.
Yeah,
what's
hi,
up, Corey?
So anyway, we have Erica on the phone right now.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
See?
Good morning.
Just talk to us. It's going to be all right. Now, Erica, you tweeted me, what was it, like a week or so ago?
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's 2 weeks.
Okay. And you said you're going to meet Britney. You're going to tell her hi. And then I we kind of had this little correspondence. So tell us how it is you arranged to meet Britney Spears.
Well, whenever I first found out that Corey was sick, sicker than he has been, I wanted to have a big dance party and, you know, play all his favorite music and have all his favorite people there. And, you know, that's harder to do and to get people to show up. And I wanted to do it over the summer, and I knew people would be on vacation and out of town. And I went to my dad's one day, and they showed me where he had printed off ticket information to one of Britney's shows in, like, February. And you know, they were like, "This." He wants it to be his Christmas / birthday / Valentine's Day / just buy me tickets to her show.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, why February? That's so far away. You know, he could be much more sick then than he is now." And he said, "Well, you know, it's cheaper if you buy them in advance." And I mean, I've done GoFundMe campaigns for friends before with sick babies, and you know, never to this extent. It's never been this big, but I asked him, I was like, I can try to do this and, you know, try to raise money and see if I can't get him tickets to a show sooner. And they told me that Britney had added a few shows to her lineup, and it was like August 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. And the August 18th is his sister's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And she was killed back in 2003 in a car wreck. And I said, well, you know, that'll be my goal. I'll shoot for that day. And so, I mean, it was like a week and a half later, I actually sat down, and it took me 2 hours to write that story on that campaign. I didn't want to say anything that would hurt his feelings or embarrass him. And I really wanted to get my point across, and it turned out to be really, really long. And I posted it, and a couple hours went by, and nothing really happened, and I was getting nervous. I didn't want Corey to know about it, but there was no way to get it out there without him knowing.
Yeah.
And a couple of hours later, somebody donated, and then by the end of the night, there was already almost $10,000.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So with that money, you bought some pretty expensive, you used all that money to basically pay for this trip to Vegas, right?
Right, yeah. I bought 2 meet and greet passes for him and his mom, and those were over $5,000 for both of them.
Yeah, this is her stepbrothers, but you've been his sister for how many years?
It's almost 15.
Yeah, they're both 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Corey, he has this illness. It's called DeGeorge syndrome, and I've never heard of this one before. Can you explain a little bit about what DeGeorge syndrome is?
It's a type of chromosomal disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's I'm honestly not sure if he's lacking or if he's got an extra one, mm-hmm. but, you know, it causes some speech impairments and, you know, difficulty learning and, I'm not sure what all, and honestly, I didn't even know what exactly it was he had until I sat down to write that campaign.
Right, because he's just your brother, and he's just your brother, but now it's turned out that he's been diagnosed with the advanced stages of cirrhosis of the liver, and there's nothing they can do about that.
And you had to do this for him.
Yeah.
You wanted to.
Yeah. So apparently Brittany's people somehow found out about your story because this has gotten even bigger, right?
Oh, yeah. Our local news had done a story. And we actually, Brittany's fan pages off Facebook, you know, started tweeting and made a hashtag and tried to make the story go viral so she would hear about it and, you know, send us there, I guess, for free.
Wow.
And what happened?
Yeah, it happened.
It happened.
It happened.
Yeah, Brittany's people called you?
They called the news station, the mm-hmm. local news station.
And so what now is happening? Beyond, now you raised this money, but now Britney Spears people, hopefully Britney herself, has stepped in. And what do you get now?
We're going to go to the show and go backstage on the 19th. Because the meet and greets, I couldn't get on for the 19th. I had to get on for the 20th. So it wasn't going to happen on the day we wanted. But on the 19th, she's given us tickets to the show and to go backstage and also flying us out there.
Putting them up.
So now the whole family gets
that is so cool.
Way to go, Britney.
Britney Spears is good people.
Yay, Britney.
A friend of, or another Tatum lady, that's where my brother's from, she actually has timeshare out there. Hmm. And she offered to let us use the timeshare, and the cheerleaders from Tatum raised the money and paid for that. So that's how our lodging got paid for.
And, and Corey's so kind that he is going to allow you guys to send a message on behalf of Kelly Raspberry.
That's what
too,
it is.
Right? Like, how cool is this that Corey gets this trip that it's for Corey, and he wants to give Brittany a message from Kelly Raspberry because he knows how much you love her, Kelly.
What you should do, Kelly, is get them a headshot.
A head on a stick.
Get them a headshot of you. Sign it to Brittany.
Yes, so I should do that.
So that they can give that to Brittany.
What do you want? What do you want?
How can I turn Corey's moment into being all about me? What can I do?
I think we have.
I think that's a great thing. So you did it through a GoFundMe campaign just to try to make her brother's dream come true.
That's a beautiful thing.
And now Britney's people have gotten involved.
That's a beautiful thing.
Just another reason why Kanye West is a jerk.
What? You gonna bring Kanye into this?
Because he said he ain't stupid like Britney. That made me mad.
Oh, you're
look
so
at how honest and how
stupid,
how beautiful Britney's heart is.
I love this story.
Well, I hope it's everything he hopes it's going to be.
Yeah, I want you to call us back after the meet and greet.
Uh huh.
And tell me everything. I want to know what she's wearing, what she smells like. It could be one of her many brands of perfumes.
Yeah. Well, Corey's willing to say something. What do you want Corey to tell Brittany?
Give Erica your cell phone number. You know, sometimes people say, talk to my mom,
celebrities
talk
love
to my
when
dad.
Do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Hey,
do
talk
that,
to Kelly Raspberry.
No.
Don't do that, please. Man, that is so cool that you guys get to do this.
Oh, so sweet of you to do this for Corey. And I hope he's feeling better and this will be a good boost for his energy.
Oh, he's ecstatic. I was worried because he just wasn't himself. You know, he didn't come out of his room whenever I was there. I hadn't seen him in like 3 or 4 days whenever they showed me those tickets, and I had been there. And, I mean, he's come alive.
Oh, he's so excited.
Good.
Is he counting down the days?
Counting down. On Facebook, he'll go into the future and be like, the day after tomorrow, there's only 12 days left.
Oh, Corey. Well, Corey, I hope you're listening. You tell Brittany, Kelly Raspberry loves you, and give her a big old hug from me.
All right. Way to go, Corey. You hang in there, brother. And Erica, what a beautiful thing you're doing for your stepbrother.
Yeah, keep us posted. We'll talk to you after the meeting, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you did awesome on the radio, Erica.
Yay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
I did good.
Yeah, she was writing a little bit about her brother Corey and said that the doctors told him he wouldn't make it past 18. He's 28 now. Mm. And he said, I wasn't supposed to graduate or make it past 18. All I can do is keep trying.
He's proved him wrong.
Yeah. So hopefully he's going to have a good time in Vegas.
I want to meet Corey.
Make you think, you know?
I want to go meet Corey. He sounds like such a good guy.
Yep.
From one awesome listener to another one.
also something cool in Las Vegas.
Yeah, one of our listeners became super famous.
Yeah.
Apparently Las Vegas is the land where dreams are made.
I guess so.
Maybe we should start doing Kids to Vegas instead of Disney World.
Let's go. Let's welcome the official blind listener of the show, Ken.
Ken the blind guy.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning. How's everybody? Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Ken.
Ken, just have a crush on Jenna?
Jenna and the rest.
Ken, Noah, we're so excited to talk to you.
Even blind men think Jenna is hotter than I am. Even blind men.
Oh.
What am I doing wrong, Ken?
No. Yeah,
what can Kelly do to become hotter in your
eyes?
In your eyes?
I stopped myself. I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry. Dang it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What can Kelly do, Ken?
Oh, Kelly is sweet.
Oh.
Kelly grows on you.
Ken, this is why. You know what? We were talking, Ken, just during this break before on our commercial break, because you have such a great sense of humor, and especially with Alan JC making tasteless blind jokes.
JC,
what?
Ken, how was it that you first? I remember you called us one day, and were we asking for a blind listener to call in? Do you remember that exact moment when you got through to the show and why you called us?
No, it was about. One of the new iPhones or iPads had come out, and it was talking about it, and I mentioned about VoiceOver, it being accessible.
Yeah, because you need
it. And that was it.
Okay. Yeah, so you were...
Then JC started making the blind
jokes. No, that was Al.
Yeah.
Who's made worse jokes, Al or Al?
Well, I just consider the sources.
Okay, now I'm glad you're still giving us attention that you've become this huge celebrity, because we saw that you were featured on CNN. Yeah. They did a story on you, and so we're going to take a listen to that.
Listen to this.
Ken Earls wouldn't describe himself as adventurous, but when the opportunity arose to skydive in Las Vegas during the American Council for the Blind convention, he decided to take the leap.
I am not a risk taker. This was totally out of character for me.
But Earls took the challenge head on.
All right, Ken, we're all hooked up, ready for a good time here. You ready to jump on that door? Ready to do it. No turning back now.
After a short flight thousands of feet into the sky, Earls finally got to jump.
I was surprised. He got me out quicker than I thought, because you're supposed to get in a certain position and all to be ready to leave the plane. And I really didn't have time to get in position. Okay. Next thing I knew, I was face down going out the plane. And it was absolutely the best experience of my life.
That is so cool.
We're watching this video on Kid TV, by the way.
Get to Kid TV, because we're playing this video right now. And Ken's got a pretty good reason for doing this.
After just a few minutes, Earl's feet were back on the ground.
All right, Ken, you did it, my man. What do you think of all that? I hate the words amazing, awesome, unbelievable.
Yeah. Earl says it's important for people to push their limits and learn to overcome self-doubt.
No matter what your ability, disability, whatever the case may be, if you do have the chance to do something that you might have the slightest inkling that you want to do, do it. Because as I said, as Mike Manhattan told me, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Earl says he hopes this inspires others to have the courage to live life to the fullest.
Ken!
All right.
And his little subtle shout-out to Kid Craddock.
I saw that, Ken. Was that a Kid Craddock in the morning shout-out?
The amazing thing?
I've always hated those words. He was totally correct. Amazing. They're overused.
But in this situation, Ken, I think that word actually fits.
It was unbelievable. Once the chute opened, they didn't have that little sound clip. And then when the chute opened, I yelled, unbelievable. And that just totally described it.
Could you describe?
And that story was originally done by my CBS station here in Savannah, WTOC.
What's up, Savannah?
Oh, shout out to them. Can you describe? I mean, since we all envision skydiving as JC's done it before, I haven't. I'm terrified, but you can see how high up you are in the wind. How did that feel? I mean, what did it look like to you not being able to see it?
Well, we jumped from about 15,000 feet above sea level. And he had me out the door so quickly, and it was really cooler up there, between 50 and 60 degrees. It was around 100 on the ground.
Yeah.
And so he got me out the door. I was face down. I was sort of in the position I was supposed to be. And the wind, it was, it's so hard to describe. You have the wind rushing in your face, A lot of places you wear a helmet, but like as you saw, I was only wearing goggles.
Ken doesn't do that.
I have to tell you something, Ken. I'm looking at the video right now on Kid TV, and you don't know this because you couldn't see him, but your instructor had on a helmet, and you didn't.
Did you know that?
Apparently, a radio in his helmet.
Oh, okay. That's what he told you. Okay.
Yeah. Ken, did it feel like you were floating, right? Is that what it felt like to you?
Right. When you first go out of the plane, you feel like you're falling. But after that, and especially when you put your hands out, you feel like you are flying. There is no falling the feeling. You know, people say, your stomach must have just gone, ugh. But no, it did not. It felt like you were flying. I was expecting, just like in an elevator, your ears pop.
Yeah.
None of that. And, of course, as we were falling, the air kept getting warmer and warmer, and we free fell for about between 40 and 45 seconds.
Wow.
And
wow.
It did not seem that long at all.
Yeah. Now, Ken,
we
finally saw you on camera. You're a good-looking man.
Thank you.
Now he's going to have a crush on Jason.
Uh-huh. Dude to dude, man. Just like straight up, you're a good-looking dude, man.
Well, thank you very much.
This is out of the blue.
And you said at the end of that video, Ken, that this is one of the most incredible things you've ever done in your life. You still feel that way?
The most.
So what's
no question?
What's up next for Daredevil Ken?
Yeah, you got to have a bucket list now.
Oh, I want to do that again. There's no question. This is something. That's what they asked us when about 30 from the American Council of the Blind went. Everyone wanted to do it again, which they were an absolutely terrific outfit with us. But I want to do a zip line, one of the high zip lines.
Mm-hmm.
As I also said, I am not an adventurous person.
Well, we're going to change that.
I'm going to make you.
We're going to make you adventurous.
See, I'm too scared to skydive, but if Ken's skydiving, I'd consider it.
You've got to. It'll be a total rush for you. You seriously have got to do it. Anybody who can to do it.
Maybe you and Jenna can tandem jump.
Yeah, you get strapped behind her, Ken.
You just turned into creepy blind.
Set it up.
he can't be my guide. We have to know where we're going.
He's already done it. He's the expert, not you.
Yeah. I mean, Ken, hooking up with Jenna is pretty adventurous.
Right.
Yes, it would be.
It'll
give you
a
souvenir that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah. You guys get out of here, Ken. See what they do to me.
But, you're just...
We'll find something else. If it's zip lining,
I want to go. Ken's so fun. I want to go do something adventurous with Ken.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some stuff with Ken.
Man, Ken, you're...
I mean, not the stuff that Jenna's going to do with Ken.
Stop it. No, we'll go do something adventurous.
If you want to watch Ken's video,
you have
skydiving on CNN, go to kidnation.com. We have it posted.
Good job.
Ken, don't go to that CNN.
Yeah, don't go to CNN. Forget those guys. They get plenty of hits. We need it. Ken.
WTOC.com also.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you so much for talking to us again, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Please call us. Please call us since you're so informative as well. Help educate us.
And keep that love for Kelly growing, okay?
Oh, exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. Kelly's so sweet.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Ken.
Bye, Ken. Love you, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Have a good weekend.
Love you, Ken.
Love you, too.
Ah, there it is, my man.
Oh, he's awesome.
That's funny.
I love Ken.
Kelly, you're sweet.
Kelly, how you doing?
Kelly.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Hi, guys.
We should introduce our guests.
What's up? Malcolm and Tony in the house.
Alone, he's Tony. Alone, he's Malcolm. Together, they form MKTO.
Yes.
Combined.
You guys are so classic.
Now, really, we talked to you. Gosh, we talked to them on the phone. It hasn't even been a year.
When you guys were going on tour with Emblem 3.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was less than a year ago. So it's pretty crazy to be on our headlining.
You guys all rehabbed from that tour? Because those guys party.
They party.
We party. And then we saw you guys from about 50 feet away in San Antonio, I believe.
Oh, really?
They wouldn't let us actually backstage.
No, I hung out with Tony and Malcolm. I had shots with them.
Yeah, you sneaked over. He sneaked over to VIP. We couldn't find it. JC was so concerned about us getting into VIP.
I was too busy making videos with Tony. I don't know where that video ended up, but
I don't know, man. You wake up the next day, you never know.
I just remember saying to myself, "Who's a black guy up there?
We're talking with MKTO. You guys are about to go on tour with Demi Lovato.
Yeah, yes. After this tour, yep.
Yeah, she's a really good friend of our show. She's grew up here.
And she's awesome.
Yeah,
she's
we great. Love her.
Now, we got to know you guys through your first big hit,
Love
Classic.
It. Love it.
Yeah.
Performing their hit single, Classic, MKTO.
Thank you guys, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, come on. like a Fifth Avenue diamond.
Hey,
and they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. Ooh. The way you saved me, who can blame me? When I just want to make you smile, I want to feel you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. I have to wear, write a song for you like this.
Come on.
You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. I'm thinking I was in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. And baby, you're so classy.
Hey,
yeah, yeah. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. A full dozen roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you,
what?
Doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bringing glamour back, keep it real to real. And the way I feel, I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna feel you like Michael.
Hey,
I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye.
Like
Hathaway, I write a song for you like this.
Come on.
You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was in the wrong time.
What?
Love on rewind. Everything is so throwbackish.
Yeah,
I kinda like it. I out of my league. Old school chic,
chic.
Like a movie star from the silver screen.
Yeah.
One of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic.
What?
Baby, you're so classy. Yeah, yeah, baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What you got for me?
Yeah.
Hey, baby,
yeah. You're class and baby, you're sick. I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s, centerfold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the discotheque. You're a 70s dream in the 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, massive. Girl, you're timeless. Oh, yeah, you're just so classic.
Over my head, out of my mind.
I'm thinking I was
in the wrong time.
What?
Love on rewind. Everything is so throwbackish.
Yeah.
I kinda like it. I out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star from the silver screen.
Hey.
One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you're so classy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, you're so classic.
Good job, good job.
When you guys were put together on that TV show, did you know? Because you played Tony, you played a guy who was a musician.
Yeah.
When did you show off your goods, Malcolm? Would you kind of just, as when Tony would walk by, you'd start rapping some stuff, just like, hey, maybe he'll notice me.
You know what? We loved A. The first time I saw him, I was like, wait, you were on, because I've never seen Lost.
Right.
Yeah. Besides,
I watched. I go, you're a little saint, and then just kind of clicked, and we just kind of made like we loved Airplanes, you know, B.O.B. and
Haley Williams.
We liked that kind of combination of music, so we just kind of wanted to do something.
Started doing covers.
Yeah, and find a team that could support something that we really wanted to do, and you know, cut to a year later and 2 years later, and we're with the label and on tour.
Now, are you guys strictly music now, or are you guys still going to dabble in the acting?
Trying to find the time, man. You know,
yeah, I think you have to devote yourself to one thing, right? You have to devote yourself to one thing if you want to be great.
Most definitely. So we're just trying to work it out and give our full focus to music right now.
I'm sorry I have to ask this. It goes a few years back. I watched Lost, and you got on a boat with your dad, right? I think. It's kind of hazy. It was some years ago.
That's fine.
I missed the next episode. What happened?
wait. After I left?
Mm-hmm. After Malcolm left.
Yes. I saw you get on a boat, right?
Uh-huh.
Or a makeshift boat. What are you, a boat? It's like a door or something.
It gets,
I don't know
what. So fuzzy for me.
Yeah.
Because that was a long time. You're a kid.
I missed the very next episode.
Just go back and rewatch it. Just go back. You know,
they have DVDs.
You check it out later. You don't even worry about it right now.
Yeah, DVDs.
You can answer that question yourself. You don't need me for that. You know what
I just had to ask that. That just popped in my head. Like, so I was like,
don't worry about it.
Whatever happened?
Oh, my goodness.
When he got on that boat.
Yeah, we're going to let Al's questions just float out there, MKTO, sure. And we'll let you guys perform your next song.
All right.
Which is,
please, yeah. Yeah, please just keep singing so he can talk less.
Is this the next single we're going to hear from you, American
yes,
Dream?
Yes, right.
Oh, great. Yes,
what's it about, the American Dream or what?
Kind of self-explanatory, but I think it takes you down a path that, you know, there's always going to be the problems and the hills that you have to climb to get up to it, so... That's perfect. Too cliche.
And the name of our tour as well. Yeah. So, Living Your Dream.
Which you can get tickets at wearemkto.com.
Hey. See, we broke down trying to leave town.
What?
Flying down the road to change.
We were
born to run. Cali, here we come. Hey. Escape from nowhere, USA.
Say goodbye to white fences and say hello to palm trees and Benzes. They said we have to fall to have it all. Yeah, but we don't want two kids and a wife. I don't want a job, I just want a life. Sometimes the underdogs rise and the mighty will fall. Hey,
this ain't the same summer song that she used to know. Cause Jack left IM 30 years ago. The world is spinning too fast for you and me. So tell me, whatever happens to the American dream? I knew a girl I met last night.
Hey.
She was fresh off the plane.
What?
She whispered in my ear, baby, come here. I'll do anything to make a name.
Baby, take my hand, follow me, cause I don't wanna hurt you, but he does. I'm just trying to give you some real advice.
Listen, baby.
Listen, look. Mm-hmm. I never take candy from a stranger. And keep your eyes open for danger, cause this right here is a twisted paradise. Let's go.
This ain't the same summer song that she used to know. Cause Jack left IM 30 years ago. The world is spinning too fast for you and me. So tell me, whatever happens to the American
dream?
This ain't the same summer song that she used to know. So baby, let's live and die before we're getting old. You know that nothing is the way it used to be. So tell me, whatever happens to the American
dream?
Nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Come on.
Nah, 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 nah. Na 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 na. See some clouds going, yeah. Na 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 na.
Let's go.
Na 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 na. This ain't the same summer song that she used to know.
No.
Cause Jack left IM 30 years ago.
What?
The world is spinning too fast for you and me.
So tell me
whatever happens to the American
dream.
This ain't the same summer song that she used to know. So baby, let's live and die before we're getting old. You know that nothing is the way it used to be. So tell me, whatever happens to the American
dream?
Nah, nah, nah.
Hey.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Nah,
nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
American dream.
Give it up for MKTO. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Speaking of awesome.
Come along with us. Come along to Awesome Town.
Yeah.
Come along with us.
Oh, yeah.
And wipe away your brow.
Kelly.
Roll what?
Isn't it awesome
Akiva,
when you tell yourself, I'm only going to have one bite of this donut, and then you accidentally eat all of it? Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Or isn't it awesome when you leave work and you get home and you realize you left your cell phone at work? I love that. It's awesome.
Speaking of cell phones, Kayla says, isn't it awesome? I'm on the Kid Nation app so much my phone dies every day by lunchtime. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You want to tell us what's awesome? Go ahead. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one from Lacey right here.
All right.
Isn't it awesome when you go use the public bathroom and forget to check the toilet paper supply before you sit down and begin?
Oh, hate that.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Hate that.
Oh, that's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
So, as you can tell,
this is our sarcastic
you can be
bit.
Sarcastic.
Yeah. So, give us a call and tell us, isn't it awesome?
Isn't it awesome?
Isn't it awesome?
But first.
Oh, yeah. It's time for us to send someone to the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards, otherwise known as the VMAs.
Yep.
That's what people call it, yeah.
This week we asked Kid Nation to vote for their favorite photo of someone dressed up as an MTV VMA nominated artist.
From thousands of entries, lots of awesome photos to choose from. We selected 24 finalists, and now we have a winner who will be in the audience for the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah. Now, before we say who the winner is, these pictures are hilarious.
Yeah.
We had people dressing up as Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
We had some Iggy Azaleas in there. Nicki Minaj was in there, too, just to name a few. Check them out.
That one guy didn't have to dress up like Harry Styles. He just looked like Harry Styles.
Yeah, he just made the face and did the hair like him. You can check out the pictures at KidNation.com.
Now, coming in third place. Let's do this just like a beauty pageant,
okay.
Right? Coming in third.
Second runner-up.
Elizabeth Myers as Miley Cyrus.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, she had close to 4,100 votes.
She's so good. It's great.
Nice. Way to go, Elizabeth. Hey.
And coming in second, otherwise known as first runner-up, Allison Abbott. She posed as Iggy Azalea. That got her about 7,000 votes right there.
Well done. Yeah.
But our winner, it's a boy.
What?
He is David Shelton as Jared Leto with almost 10,000 votes.
Yeah!
Wow.
He looks just like Jared Leto.
He really does.
Yep.
Jenna, aren't you a Jared Leto fan and now maybe a David Shelton fan? He didn't do it for you? Jared Leto did it for you.
He's my second favorite Shelton.
I mean, probably don't think you're not gorgeous, David. Yeah. It's just that Jared Leto's not her type.
Right.
Anyway, don't miss the MTV Video Music Awards live Sunday, August 24th at 9 p.m. They might accident. Isn't that funny?
What?
If we could get him to pass as Jared Leto and see if he can get some VIP star treatment. Because he looks just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Throw his beard out just like him.
Yeah. Just look like a
woman. We got to work with you on that, David.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
Yes. We got a bit for you, buddy.
Man, I would hate to be his friend.
We're going
to
be doing bits with David as Jared Leto.
Can you imagine being that guy's friend and you're single and you try to go get girls and they all want to be with him because he looks like Jared Leto?
Because you didn't just dress up like him. You look like him, dude.
Yeah.
Just like him. Well done, sir. Apparently everybody agreed. And now, let's get back to our
isn't it awesome?
Awesome lines.
Isn't it awesome?
Find out what's awesome in life.
Yeah, Paige says, isn't it awesome when the drive-thru gets your order wrong, but you don't know it till you get home
ready to eat? Jenna, I love that.
It's like when they don't give you sauce or something that's like just vital to your fast food meal.
It's a surprise.
Mm. Yeah. Isn't it awesome when they don't even ask you if you want onions? They just automatically throw them in there.
Mm. It is awesome.
I love that.
Because sometimes I forget.
I love breath like that.
Isn't it awesome when you think you're taking a drink out of your drink, but actually you're drinking somebody's little tobacco spit?
Don't say it. Don't say that out loud.
Oh. Did that happen to you recently?
Oh, I did almost. I put it up to my nose, and I just almost freaked out.
That is the worst thing that can happen to somebody.
Freaked out.
Yeah, gross. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Angel or Angel, welcome to the awesome lines.
Mucho gusto.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, bien, gracias.
¿Qué tal?
That's what
I know. That's Trace.
Estoy trabajando.
Está trabajando.
She wasn't talking to me, though.
Andale, Angel.
I don't think.
All right, tell us what's awesome, Angel.
Isn't it awesome when you volunteer to serve beer at a Tim McGraw concert and drop your $600 cell phone in the toilet?
That is so cool.
Last night, no lie.
Oh, that is so fun.
Got insurance on that thing?
You didn't do the reach in?
I can't say, but yes, I did.
You did the reach in!
You got to!
Isn't it awesome when the girl serving you beer has pee hands?
Oh my God, I washed my hands 10 times.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Of course you did.
Are you calling us from it now?
No, I am not. No. It's non-functional.
Oh, you didn't say
maybe it'll dry out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's awesome, though.
That bag of rice thing worked for me. It worked.
With an iPhone? Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder, was it a toilet or was it a portalette?
Oh, you do not go looking for stuff.
Could have been worse.
You gotta let it go.
You let it go. That is just a man down.
You could have accidentally swallowed your crown like I did.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty awesome. If you ask me. Matt, welcome to the awesome lines.
Hey, yeah, isn't it awesome whenever you drive an hour out of your way to go get the best ice cream and you come home from work and your wife eats it?
You love her.
Oh, that dude. Is awesome.
That's awesome, dude.
I love her to death, but I like my ice cream, too.
I know. Honey, I'll drive an hour for that Brahms peanut butter. Oh,
man, on his way home, he was probably just licking his lips, just thinking
waiting
about
for
putting
it.
A spoon off in that bag.
And that happens way too often.
Don't you think ice cream tastes different when you lick it as opposed to eating it with a spoon?
Yeah.
It's so much better when you lick it.
Hmm.
I don't even want to eat it at home anymore. I just want to lick it.
That's what she said.
It's the truth. It's better
like
in a
cone.
Too easy.
Yeah. Mason, welcome to the Awesome Lines.
Hey, what's going on?
Just
awesome
you.
Stuff.
You,
that's
buddy.
What's going on?
What's awesome in your life?
Hey, I was just going to say that, you know, it's awesome when you ride down the road on your bike and you look to your right at the red light and you see somebody... woman plucking her chin hairs.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And you
see,
can't
that's
get away.
Why we don't let you in the bathroom. You don't know. You don't need to know where we're plucking.
I don't do that kind of stuff in the car. Well, I don't have chin hairs to pluck.
But the lighting is so good in
sunlight.
The car.
Sunlight is the best light.
Yeah,
so you just got to deal with it.
I go by a window by my patio when I pluck my eyebrows.
I don't know. Sometimes
that's natural light.
Something about being in the car and you check yourself out. It's like every flaw is magnified. Yeah. And you just need to take care of your grooming issues in the car.
I heard girls even pluck the boobie area.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you tell that?
Why would you?
Because that's
that?
What I heard.
Why would you tell in that? The, and who told you that?
In the car. Not in the car.
Not in the car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think I heard it.
If they have,
I think I heard it on.
With you.
What?
If they have a hair or two down there, then they got to deal with
it. It's okay. Everybody's got hair.
Yeah.
That rhymed.
You're jealous, aren't you?
Yep. Lauren, go ahead and give us your awesomeness.
Isn't it awesome when you're having mom and daddy fun time and your three-year-old walks in because he had a bad dream?
Oh, no.
And you just added to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be dreaming about that for years.
What'd you tell him? Wrestling? Tickling? What were you guys doing?
No, my husband was just like, go back to your room. Go back to your room.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Yesterday, we started the Check the Other Box movement.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm, that was.
It blew Kelly's mind.
Mine too.
I have messages from June of 2009 that have been sitting there that I have never seen because there's this random other box next to your inbox.
So if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. The other day, I was checking my messages, my personal messages, and I clicked on right next where you have the add a friend or people that want to add you on Facebook. They have your message thing.
Right.
And I noticed that it said inbox.
Mm-hmm.
But next to the inbox, it says other. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what's this other? I just want one inbox. And there were hundreds of messages from people that were trying to connect with me from high school and college and just
just another mailbox.
I had seen it, but I always figured it was spam. And I think Facebook said they created it as a way to filter messages.
Yeah.
But anytime someone, like, for instance, someone you have no connections with, but you do know them from high school,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have friends in common, if you don't have any connection to this person and they're trying to get a hold of you, that's where it goes.
I mean, I didn't know it was that big of a deal until I started getting messages from girls that were like, I had a crush on this guy from church. And I was too shy to talk to him. I just noticed that he wrote me, and it was in my other box.
Wow.
Now he has a girlfriend.
It's been months.
Crap.
Mm.
You know, like, the other box is ruining lives.
Yeah.
So check your other box. But I also started getting asked, can you check the other box on your mobile device? Because there was a lot of people going to work, or they were at the office. They couldn't get to the computer. And to, you know, I did my research, Al.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And what?
So I grabbed my phone. I went on my Facebook app, and I tried to hit on my messages, and it said... Usually it said you can download Facebook Messenger, and it gave you the option, right?
Yeah, now you have no choice.
Now you have no choice. It would not let me check my messages on my mobile device,
on my
iPhone.
And now it makes it where if you're on there, everybody can see you're on there, and it's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And
it's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be mean, but you know, when you have 5,000 plus friends, and
bragger.
It's like ding, ding,
oh,
ding. I'm sorry,
Kelly,
it's just a lot.
It gets worse.
So, I had to cut it off.
If you download this Facebook Messenger, here's what you're allowing Facebook to do. Thank you, Shannon.
To your phone.
Yeah,
right?
To your phone. Change the state of network connectivity. That means Facebook can change or alter your connection to the internet or call service, basically giving Facebook the ability to turn features on your phone on and off for its own reasons, just because.
Really?
That's pretty scary.
That means Facebook's more powerful than the government.
They can also, with the Facebook Messenger app, call phone numbers and send SMS messages.
Yeah.
That means if Facebook wants to, it can send text messages to your contacts on your behalf. No problem. Mm-hmm. You see the problem with this?
Wow.
Yes.
And if you connect this one with the call, the numbers, or send SMS messages, it can also record audio and take pictures and videos at any time from
How
your phone.
How is this legal?
Can record
because you're
audio?
Allowing them. You're giving permission. I'm giving you permission
to
do this.
But you don't read all the fine print with
That's
it.
Why you're supposed to read the fine print. But who does that? You just assume they want your contact info for whatever. But they can take audio, pictures, video from your phone anytime. So if you're sitting there in front of the mirror naked and some guy from the app sees that, oh, I'm going to record that. I'm going to take a picture
of
that.
So they figure since it's on Facebook, it's their property.
Yeah.
Huh.
They can also read your phone's call log, including info about incoming and outgoing calls or outgoing calls. Wow. So anything you do on your phone, basically. Read personal profile information stored on your device. That means if you have addresses, personal info, pictures, or anything else that's near and dear to your personal life, they can read it. They can access your phone.
I'm going to have to just, I don't know.
I'm going back to MySpace.
They can also get accounts known by the phone or other apps you use. So any accounts, any apps that you have on your phone, they have access to it.
I bet they, on the upside, help catch so many criminals at Facebook with all the nerds there and all the access they have. I bet the FBI goes to Facebook.
Sure.
I bet they do, but I don't want
that. Facial recognition maybe or something. I think I saw something on the news where a guy actually walked a tab. This small restaurant, you know, and the owner said, "Oh no, hell no!" And he put the face on face. Anybody recognize this guy? He didn't put the face, but he just anybody recognize this guy, and somebody did, and they reposted, shamed him. He finally came in and paid his tab. Good.
How did the Facebook Messenger app solve that crime, though?
He's just making a Facebook story.
It's 42 after. We gotta go.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.